It is Saturday at high noon at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Terrasonic. Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on just another beautiful, glorious Saturday here on the Colorado Front Range. I have a stack of music to fit the vibe of this lovely day, and hope you are ready for it. Thank you very much for tuning in and making KGNU and Terrasonic part of your day. And here we go. It's Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU. 15 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Joel Davis in with you this and most every Saturday noon to 1 on listener-powered KGNU. Thanks for joining me today. It's another beauty out there on the Front Range. I can see the tall grass kind of swaying in the breeze and some clouds lazily floating by. And bluer than blue sky, Colorado trademark kind of thing. So I hope you're enjoying it. And if you're maybe time shifting the show, I hope wherever you are, whenever you're listening, things are good for you in this moment. We began the program in 2013, our featured year this week in KGN Years U's 40 Years and 40 Weeks Countdown. Hard to believe it's almost over. Kabaka International Guitar Band, remixed by Uproot Andy for his Worldwide Ting Volume 1, a track called Mangala Special. Then Amadou and Mariam, remixed by Freak Stylers from Mali Meets Latin America. And C'est pas facile pour les Anglais. And then from Mexico, Pepe y Marinero, Coco Siwifi. And then Antonin. Wrapping up that first set with Ça fait du bien, the B-side from a single that's out on the Aclaro Shock label out of Paris. And all of the music in that set except for that last Antonin track from 2013. In the background right now, it's Mulatto Estatke and his Ethiopian quintet and the Panther Boogaloo from Afro-Latin Soul, Volume 1 and 2. That just came out recently, this reissue. ...303-442-4242 if you'd like to get in touch. This is Terrasonic on Listener Power, KGNU.
نظام لأن الفوضى عمالي مظبوط الحاكم الحالي موصوف بالسفالي لكن أي والي قادي أكيد لمبالي شو نفع احرق بلادي إذا الهدف كان خاوي مش معارض للتغيير بس ما بعتقد حيساعد أصلا ما في شي حيضل الأبد ثابت حتى أجزاء المواد بحراك دائم بس كنت اتمقنيت لو ثار الفكر قبل الشارع فليش من الغرب ونحن بمجتمع فاسد ما بحاسب الأجانب عالتلاعب بالمحاسد سايكس بيكو من قرن حوالي قسم بلادي فكندوليسا عم تحكي عن شرق أوسط جديد تاني عبشد بس عاجز جراء انزعاجي مش عبشد للجزاء لكن بالحد من عازي بما أني بتمنى لشعبي أعلم بأمالي خايف قطة ثورة واطلع بكبد وتخالي
وصخ مي بابل وغسل النظام البانا كسر حالة وشعب ظالين مظلومين بحضورك جمهورك يدور مجبور بمورك من السماوات الأرض بدون حكومة أم الدنيا أبو العالم من علومك نورك بقوا أخذ صورتك بدونك شل غيرة من الفقير تغيير
It's Terrasonic at Listener Powered KGNU. We're halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Hope you're enjoying the journey. Just heard from Zenadine and Narcissist from the Hat Teleth EP, which came out back in 2013 on the Stronghold Sound label. And that was Shark Aswat Jadid, New Middle East. And 2013, our featured year this week in KGNU's 40 Years and 40 Weeks Countdown. Before that, new music from Altın Gün, a Turkish band based in Amsterdam. They have a new album called On, out on Les Disques Bongo Joe. And one of the singles from the record, Çemelim, we heard the B-side of that, Vaydunya, and that song does not appear on the record. And then a new record coming from the people at Habibi Funk. Habibi Funk number 9009, Jazz, Jazz, Jazz. It's coming out in November. And from the Scorpions and Saif Abubakar, we heard Forza Saida. In the background right now, yes, from 2013, from the album I Mohini, this is Abydos from the Sun City Girls. Still a lot of music to come in today's episode before we give way to Reggae Bloodlines. Okit in with you this afternoon. 303-442-4242 if you'd like to get in touch. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
Llámame flaco, pero mi primer nombre es Yacin Dante, el apellido del Bey. Oiga, mis ojos son testigos, la hermosa el peligro, distinto, claro que sí, la verdad, la calle, el pueblo, las fincas y centros, ciudad, calidad, lo mejor, mal y más, guerra y vida, amor y cambia, comida, la guarda, pistola, oración. Para ellos, damas y caballeros, familia, crianza, la luz en la distancia. Querido Dios, vienen más cercana mi vista, mi casa, mis sueños, mi alma. Quiero saberlo, sentí tu abrazo y tu contacto, muéstrame algo, claro. mami. Claro, claro, claro que sí. No hay nada más, no hay nada más. Final, no hay nada más. Claro, claro, claro que sí. No hay nada más y no hay nada más. Final, no hay nada más. Claro que sí.
Yeah. Si lupa tor, si lupa tor, angale murawat.
Javiaran y Sopoy Nangaburukon por Catalanito.
Listening to Terrasonic on KGNU, listener powered community radio for Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, really the entire Front Range and beyond. And as evidence of the beyond, received a call from an old friend listening in Maryland. Thanks for calling, Bart. In the background right now, it's Chancha Via Circuito from his latest Viena Venturanza and a song called Los Pastores. Before that, the Haba Haba group from Folk and Pop Sounds of Sumatra Volume 1, a record that came out on the Sublime Frequencies label back in 2003, actually, is when that record came out. And before that, we heard Santiago Chile's Rodrigo Gallardo and a piece called Kalanga, which samples the Haba Haba group. So did a little melange there for you. And before that, new music from Uji, former member of Lula Cruza, the new project for him. And the album's called Alborada. And we heard El Colapso Suena featuring Softot. And beginning the set, and from 2013, our featured year this week, Yasin Bey and Preservation, that's Most Def, and Noaya Nada Mas from the Rec-Static, that is a revisioning of his album, The Ecstatic. And that title, Noaya Nada Mas, translates to There Is Nothing More. Back to the music. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
I know. worries, the troubles I know. It's hard, I was deep, but nobody knows. My mind is on fire and I'm reaching my zone. I'm running, I'm dropping, I'm falling, I know. I'm feeling the worries, the troubles I know. It's hard, I was deep, but nobody knows. My mind is on fire and I'm reaching my zone.
Reaching my zone cause I'm messing my home. Placing the history, kings on the throne. Painting realities, memories of old. Watching their vanities, craving for gold. Color of mind is the color of soul. Leaning with tea, but the few I will know. Action, reaction, I'm breaking the code. The passion to reap and the passion to sow. Yo, bless up the herbs that we smoke. Give us the strength and the love for this road. Remember the voices of reason alone. Remember the faces of treason we know. Yeah, brainwashing and running the show. Circus of clowns, depressing our hopes. The medium, lies of turning the walls. The future is bleak and ready to blow.
Coming up on the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music, coming in for a landing. We just heard music from Onipa, a band out of London with members from London and Ghana. Their new EP is called Open My Eyes, and that track called I Know. And that is from the Worm Food Records label. Before Onipa, it was DJ Drez and the Kirtanias from the Beat Generation mixtape and Guru Dev from 2013, our featured year this week. Also from 2013, the instrumental version of Africa by The Orb and Lee Scratch Perry. That's what's in the background right now. And that comes from the album More Tales from the Observatory. More Tales from the Orbservatory. Stick around, Reggae Bloodlines coming up with Okit, following headlines from the BBC. She'll be bringing you 3 hours of the best in reggae music, taking you up until 4 o'clock when Tonya will step in with 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. Get a full hour of news from the BBC at 6, and then our Saturday evening music programming commences at 7 with Sound Lab, Bob Cosmo, and with you this evening. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find a podcast for today's show. You can stream it. You can see the playlists and all that at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs and studio interviews and performances, special shows, and much more. A lot of bonus material over there at afterfm.com. You'll also find an archive for Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. And reach us anytime via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. Always happy to hear from you. Want to wish you and yours a very lovely weekend. Thanks for tuning in. And for keeping it tuned to KGNU, we'll see you back here the next Saturday at noon for Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
and Emory University in the USA. So do join us after the news.
This is the BBC News with Nick Kelly. An Egyptian court has confirmed death sentences for 75 people in connection with a protest in Cairo in 2013. Those facing execution include prominent figures in the Muslim Brotherhood. Amnesty International has described the mass trial as disgraceful. Alan Johnston has this report.
All the cases focused on a protest at Rabah Adawiya Square in Cairo in 2013. Supporters of the ousted Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi, had staged a prolonged sit-in demonstration. Eventually, the security forces moved in and dispersed it with extraordinary violence. Human rights groups say more than 800 protesters were killed. They've described the events in the square as one of the worst such massacres of modern times. No police officer has been called to account for what happened.
The leader of the anti-immigrant Sweden Democrats, Jimmy Åkesson, has said that everything points to his party having a good result in Sunday's general election. Speaking in the southern city of Malmö, Mr. Åkesson said the question was how good. Opinion polls suggest they could take around 20% to secure second place behind the Social Democrats. The Social Democrat Prime Minister, Stefan Löfven, says he will do everything he can to ensure the ideals of the right-wing party play no part in Sweden's future. Greek police have fired tear gas at demonstrators picketing the Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras in protest at his deal to let Greece's northern neighbour call itself North Macedonia. Youths wearing gas masks threw stones at police as thousands of demonstrators waved Greek flags in the northern city of Thessaloniki. Macedonians will vote on the name change at the end of the month. An ambitious attempt to clean up plastic waste from the oceans has begun in California. In a project costing some $20 million, a huge floating boom is being towed out of San Francisco Bay to collect plastic drifting in the Pacific. The project's chief operating officer is Lonica Holyoke.
We feel we're in a great hurry. There's a large sense of urgency. The plastic that we encountered in the Great Pacific Garbage Patch is of a larger volume, which makes it relatively easy to collect with our proposed solution. However, if we don't do it now, all this plastic will start breaking down into smaller and smaller pieces.
A gathering of senior figures in Iran's biggest Kurdish militant group has come under rocket fire from the Iranian security forces. Sources say three top officials in the Kurdistan Democratic Party of Iran were killed. The organization's leader was injured. The bombardment hit the party's headquarters in Iraqi territory about 60 kilometres from the Iranian border. This is the BBC News. Colombia's president, Iván Duque, says the ELN rebel group may release more hostages shortly. Mr. Duque reiterated he would not resume peace talks until the leftist guerrillas freed all 20 hostages they were holding. He demanded their release by Friday. Syrian activists say Syrian and Russian warplanes have carried out the most intensive raids on rebel positions in the province of Idlib in almost a month. There were nearly 60 airstrikes in less than 3 hours. Yolan Nell reports.
This was today in the southern Idlib countryside. The full-scale offensive in Idlib hasn't yet started, but these were powerful blasts. With the fate of this province hanging in the balance, its residents have been taking to the streets, desperately calling for international intervention to prevent a deadly government assault on the country's last major rebel-held area. Yesterday, the UN Security Council did hear fresh warnings about how any battle